Hello there, and welcome back to Daily Bites of God's Word. This is Pastor Andy Kane, and it is a joy to be with you once again. If this is your first time with Daily Bites of God's Word, keep in mind that the whole point of this is a more devotional style look at Scripture, taking things in small pieces, just as you should with your physical food. You don't want to try to eat the whole chicken or the whole bowberry at one time. You want to do it in bites. Small portions is key. And so much like that, we want to take the Word of God in these small portions and small pieces. So we probably won't do a whole lot with long narrative passages and things like that. Those will be for different programs. But things like Psalms and other places where we can take these smaller little chunks and work through them. And it's just a joy to go through the Psalms. And we are picking back up at Psalm 19 here with verse 11. And he says, "Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." Now, we covered verse 9 and 10 last time. And so we need to understand that there is context to Scripture. And the consistent interpretation of Scripture, doing it naturally and normally in context with the original author's intent, and all these things that are important for a consistent reading of the Bible, we need to find out what's being talked about here. Because if you took this verse by itself, where it says, "Moreover, by them," well, then you may try to define them by whatever you want to define it as. But Scripture will define it itself. Notice that in verse 9, it says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." And then in the second part of verse 9 is where we get the "them" defined. It says, "The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether." So in verse 11, when it says, "Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and then in keeping them there is great reward," the "them" is defined for us as the judgments of the Lord. The judgments, the commands. You see, God is the righteous judge. He's the perfect judge. He will always and can only judge righteously and make right judgments. So in understanding this, what he's saying is, if God has commanded you to do something, if he has prescribed something for you in his word, you need to make sure to keep it and to do it, specifically as a child of God, because we know the consequences of sin. You can't avoid it. Your sin finds you out. Sin will decay. It ruins. It tears down. And for the unsaved, you're under the condemnation of your own sin. Of course, as a saved person, we've been redeemed and we've been set free from that condemnation. But there are still great consequences to a saint's life if they walk in sin continually. That's why it's so important, as 1 John warns us, if we're going to believe in God and believe in Christ Jesus, we ought to also walk in the same manner, pattern our life after what Christ Jesus did. And he says, "By these your servant is warned." We know when God makes a judgment, it's not going to be, "Come on, God, you don't know what kind of situation I was in. There's no way I could have known. You didn't tell." No, it isn't that he didn't tell us. He has. God's word matters more than man's opinion. And when God makes his judgments, they are true. They are righteous altogether. And we are warned by them. But notice that in keeping them, in keeping the judgments of God, in keeping the word of God, there is great reward. Now, this is not teaching prosperity gospel. Health and wealth, and you're going to be rich and never get sick. And yeah, tell that to Paul, who was shipwrecked, and all the other martyrs of the faith, and everyone that suffers today. And tell that to the authors of Scripture when they say that you could expect suffering, like Jesus himself said. So that's not what it's teaching. But it's saying there is reward. So in some capacity, while we're not to seek rewards on this earth, we're to store up treasures in heaven, God does bless his children. As a good father, I know how to bless and to provide good gifts for my child. How much better does my heavenly Father, as James tells us, know how to bless me? So there's reward. And one of the biggest rewards is you don't get the consequences of not following it. So that itself is a great reward. I'll take that one. So keep this in mind and just really keep 9 verses 9, 10, 11 as a unit there. I know we did it over the course of 2 Daily Bites, but they really are a good package there together, those 3 verses. So God bless you. It was a joy to be with you again. And thank you for joining us here on Daily Bites of God's Word. God bless.